Hey, this is Michael.
Hey, Michael. It's Sean.
How you doing, Sean?
I'm doing wonderful. No, I'm doing great. I'm heading out to the office shortly for a conference out of town. I just got your voice. Find out a little bit about your situation to see how it is that our agency can serve you better.
Yeah, man. So currently have everything through Nationwide right now. I'm getting charged out the ass right now, through them right now. For a side-by-side and a 4Runner right now, I'm getting charged $281 a month right now. Or not a month, sorry, every 2 weeks. And on top of that, I got my home insurance. It's pretty high right now as well. I was talking to Chris, I was talking to my buddy Chris, and he had his friend over as well, and they both recommended you. And right now, I was seeing if there's anything I could do to kind of cut back on things right now. I haven't really been shopping around, but for insurance or anything like that recently. But they both recommended you. They also because they said that you guys do like fixed rates for like 3 years as well, and that also piqued my interest as well.
Very cool. I'm glad that Chris was able to deliver what sounds to be a great testimonial. Yeah, a lot of our clients, they refer a lot of others, and that's the way we grow our business organically. And, you know, I don't think it's the highest or best use of your time to call different carriers. That's what we do. We only work with the top A-rated carriers in the industry, and so we have some good ones that we hope to qualify you through. Is there anything about your personal insurance history that would maybe create an obstacle? Is there any accidents or tickets that we would find on your driving record?
So I don't have any speeding tickets. I have two no-at-fault accidents that happened to me here recently. They were not at fault. The other drivers were at fault. Then I'm also prior service, so also military.
Thank you for your service, Michael. Where did you serve?
Did multiple things. I was active duty over at Fort Bragg. Also was reserved for a bit, then decided to become a contractor. I'm about to do foreign service here in a bit, but I was over in Poland for a bit, then did a couple of tours out in Iraq. So,
wow. And so now you're in the Virginia area?
Yeah, I'm in the Virginia area in Spotsylvania. It's Spotsylvania County, so it's considered Fredericksburg, but I'm in Spotsylvania County.
All right. Oh, cool. What's your home address?
It'd be 3514 Lancaster Ring Road, Fredericksburg, Virginia, 22408.
All right, and who else lives there besides you?
It's just me, man.
Just you, okay.
Just me.
Michael, what's your date of birth?
9/1/93.
How do you and Chris know each other?
We're friends and coworkers. He works with me for a State Department.
Okay. He's got a nice house.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull up some images of your home so I can get a better idea of, you know, how we'll be able to insure it if we need to rebuild it.
Okay.
How long have you lived there?
Lived here since March of last year.
Okay. Very cool. So I pull up your address. There's a 2017 Toyota 4Runner that shows up. Am I missing any other vehicle?
You have that, and I have a Kawasaki 2022 Kawasaki side by side. Since it's financed, it has to be insured.
Oh, motorcycle. Okay.
Well, it's a side-by-side, so I don't know how everybody classifies it. But when it went to Nationwide, I think they might have been I don't think they considered it right, maybe. When I went through asking for the insurance, I think they were kind of confused on it as well, but not sure.
Oh, I see what you mean. More of an ATV.
Yeah. Because I can't ride in Virginia, so I have to normally I leave it at the house, and I have to take it all the way to Tennessee because there's nowhere to ride it up here.
Is it the type of vehicle that would have a license plate registered with the DMV?
No, because it can't be registered. It's not rideable on the streets.
Oh, okay. So it's for off-roading purposes.
Yep.
Okay. What's the value of the side-by-side?
$30,000.
Oh, no kidding.
Well, I'll take it back
cool.
Now. I wouldn't say that. I would say probably more 24 because I got the extended warranty and all that. So in the financing was for $30,000. I guess I don't know. I guess insurance-wise, I guess it would be considered $30,000, but the value would be 24 because the way it was financed.
I got you. You have the VIN number handy for the side-by-side?
Yeah, give me – I could probably pull it up.
Sure. And while you're looking for that, Michael, what's the best email address for you?
Yeah, we could do so it's Michael, but spelled E-A-L, so M-I-C-H-E-A-L, Anderson, then we'll do omaha@gmail.com.
No periods or breaks in between, just Michael Anderson, omaha@gmail.com?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Okay. So the two not-at-fault accidents, we're expecting to find that. What happened in those situations?
Let's see. No-fault accidents. The first accident would be someone basically ran a stop sign, then they cut right in front of me. I didn't have any time to maneuver. It was like downtown Fredericksburg, basically in the area down there. It was a Nissan Juke that cut right in front of me. Basically, probably I had 20 feet going about 30 miles per hour. Had barely had any time to maneuver. Wheels locked up. I didn't have time to stop. I mean, I hit the brakes hard, and I had very little room to maneuver. Police report stated that she failed to stop, and they saw where I had multiple witnesses, and they stated the same. On the second accident, on 95, of course, good old 95. Then basically, there was the three-vehicle stop right in front of me, three-vehicle pileup that was considered a separate accident. The vehicle in front of me stopped as well. I maintained space. I stopped. The vehicle behind me was like a 12-passenger Enterprise van. He skidded to the right. Then behind that vehicle that was behind the van had limited sight. Then hit my rear end at 80 miles per hour.
Sounds like quite an ordeal. I'm gonna need your driver's license number because I understand that logistically it probably was not at fault, but I want to see how it's coded on your clue report.
Okay.
Go ahead and read me the customer ID number on the license, please.
All right, it's gonna be Bravo 6346525.
Okay. I will check that out. So besides those incidents, what else would be on your driving record in terms of moving violations or anything like that?
Yeah, I've been pulled over. I haven't been pulled over for anything in I don't know how long. I don't remember last time I've been pulled over. I think it's been at least 8 years.
That's good. And if you've got the VIN ready for the side-by-side, you can read that to me. Military alphabets, A-okay with me?
Yeah, I'm still trying to find it. I was hoping my Nationwide would have the VIN number, but I'm having to look through my documents now to see if I can find it.
That's quite all right. While you're looking for that, I'm going to just make some observations about the house that you're living in and confirm it with you. So what we have here is about a split level. With
yep.
Finished, I don't know if you call it basement, finished lower level, I would say.
Yeah, finished lower level.
One car, attached garage. Two bathrooms?
Yeah, two bathrooms. There's a brand new roof that was put on it last year as well.
Excellent. I was going to ask about that as well. You beat me to it. Is the HVAC original or has that been updated also?
Say again?
Is the HVAC original or has that been updated also?
That's been updated. There's also a security system in it, too, through ADT.
Okay. What year was the HVAC updated?
HVAC was updated the 2021.
Awesome. So you took care of business right upon moving in, sounds
yep.
like.
Yes, sir.
Now, your basement, is that completely enclosed or is any walkout access to the backyard?
So there is a door that goes through the back of the on the bottom level, but it's not like a walkout access. It has fully locking doors and also has it's also padlocked too. So box. Yeah. So
is it a stairway? Stairway that goes upwards?
No, it's not a stairway. It's just there's just a bottom door that goes to the backyard out there. You can go up to the porch. You can walk up to the back porch, then you can go to the sliding glass doors. But they also have the security system also has monitoring on those as well.
Okay. Any other renovations you want to tell me about? Any bathrooms you've updated, kitchen that you've updated?
No other updates at this time, no.
Okay. Have any animals that live with you?
No, I don't have any animals. I wish, but I don't have time. I travel too much.
Does your work necessitate that you commute in, or are you able to work from home?
Both. I got a mixture.
What's that?
I do both. So it's a mixture of both. I get the option to go basically come in wherever I feel like. Then if something big's happening, then we go in. But for the most part, we just take care of what we need to take care of. At the house.
Okay. How many miles do you think you might drive per year?
Let's see. I'd say I've been estimating about, I've had the 4Runner each year. I would say about 8 to 10,000 miles a year. I've averaged 10,000 miles a year.
All right, so I am seeing this accident. Most recent one, I guess, from 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Was your car damaged in that accident, or was the damage just to the other party? Because there's a payout here of $7,100. And I'm wondering, did that fix your car, or did that fix the other driver's?
That fixed my vehicle. The other insurance had to fix my vehicle. My rear end was where the person hit me in the rear end. They had to end up fixing my rear end. I have pictures of the accident, too. It didn't do as much damage as I thought it was going to do to my rear end.
So So the check was not issued by Nationwide, is what you're saying. The check for the damage to your car was paid by the other party's insurance?
Yes. So, I mean, I don't know who would have paid it out. I'm not for certain for that because it wasn't really communicated from me. I do know it was paid out by the other, because I did not pay a deductible. The deductible was not paid by me. It was paid by the other party's insurance.
Okay. I understand. That is quite interesting that you're being billed every 2 weeks for your insurance.
Yep, $293. I just looked at it back. I just looked it back up.
I'm glad you called me. There's a lot we can do to help you.
Is it that bad, huh?
Yeah. Thank you, buddy, Chris. Let me find out one more piece of information. We have that side-by-side VIN number handy yet?
I'm still looking. I was trying to see if I could look through documents from my email. I'm not seeing that, and I'm trying to go through paperwork now because I'm not seeing the paperwork. I had to go to a GMV, and they took a majority of it.
Okay. Here's what we'll do. Do you have your home insurance paid out of escrow through the mortgage company?
I do.
Okay. Who's your mortgage lender?
Veterans United.
Veterans United. You know the loan number?
Actually, I just got a bill in hand. Open it up, press off the purse. Yep, I got the loan number. Ready to copy?
Yeah, I'm ready.
0683155998.
That is 0683155998. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes, sir.
All right. So, first of all, we have no reason to charge you anywhere near what you're being charged for Nationwide. I'm totally fine with your driving history. There was just the one accident that we knew about from 2 months ago. It shows up on our end as suggested as asphalt because it doesn't show that it's successfully been subrogated yet from the other insurance party.
Okay.
But, you know, regardless, what we'd be able to provide in terms of coverage would be a higher limit of liability if there is an accident that you're involved in and you're held legally liable for bodily injury that you caused to another person or damage to their property. We'll upgrade you a little bit. Instead of having a maximum of $300,000, your policy would pay out $500,000. And
okay.
You'd have all the coverage that you'd expect to on the 4Runner as far as physical damage. That would include comprehensive and collision. We'll start you with a $500 deductible. And the good news, Michael, is every year that you don't have a claim or an accident, your deductible gradually reduces itself by $100 per year. So when you renew with us next year, you have a $400 deductible instead of $500. You earn that right because you are not having claims or accidents. And then as long as that trend continues, every year you'll see a drop in the deductible from $400 to $300, $200. A lot of our clients have $0 deductibles year-round. And so you have – sorry, go ahead.
I have a document from Nationwide that they sent saying that the other parties claim fault too. Is that going to help at all?
It will. Send it to me. I'll give you my email. Sure.
All right. Yes, sir.
It's Sean, S-E-A-N, at legacyinsurancegroup.org.
Right. This guy done, had to type it real quick. Let's open WordPad. So Sean
at legacyinsurancegroup.org.
Okay, sweet, got it.
You know, in the back of my mind, I was thinking that's a piece, that's a document that helps, but a lot of times it's such a hassle to track that document down. It takes a couple of weeks. But if you have it readily available, that's awesome. Then I definitely want a copy of it.
Okay.
So I'll continue. You know, we talked about physical damage coverage. You have a $500 deductible. We can give you a zero glass if you like. It's usually about $5 a month. So if you have any windshield damage or glass damage, then, you know, normally that would fall under comprehensive coverage. It would be in its own category and you have no deductible for it. Would that be something of value that you'd like to add?
Yeah, I mean, it could be, I could be driving 995 and get stuck in a hailstorm. So $5 is very minimal. That's fine with me.
Okay. And then so roadside service is provided to you with unlimited access. You can call any tow truck provider that you want, or you can choose to use the dispatch service with the number on your ID card. If you need quicker service, you're free to call anybody that's around you in your zip code, and you can just hang on to your invoice and reimburse it back to our claims department afterwards, and we'll pay 100% of the invoice. And then we provide rental car at no charge to you. It's included for free.
Sweet.
And our policy would be for 12 months, not six. And there's two ways that you can pay on the auto insurance. Michael, you can pay in full for the year. Most of our clients will choose to do that. It's a few hundred dollars less than if you choose to finance it over 12 months. So that would be either $1,785 per year, and you just pay that in one installment. If you choose to pay monthly, it's an option. But we would charge a total of $2,001 per year, which is about $166 each month.
Okay.
So there's an incentive there. We'll charge $216 less annually if you just make the one-time payment. Which of those options would work better for you?
It'd be yearly. I would say currently, I'm not in a situation right now to cough up the yearly right now. I'd say monthly work right now, just because this kind of, everything's kind of tight right now. I do have the VIN number for the side by side.
All right, go ahead with that.
It's gonna be Juliet, Kilo, Alpha, Romeo, Foxtrot, Charlie, Bravo, 1-0, November, Bravo, 5-0-2-7-2-2.
I'll repeat back. I heard Juliet, Kilo, Alpha, Romeo, Foxtrot, Charlie, Bravo, 1-0, November, Bravo, 5-0-2-7-2-2.
That is correct.
All right, so my suggestion to you, Michael, let's do the monthly option. If your situation is different next year and you want to call my team and change the bill plan over to the annual rather than the monthly, as long as it's done during that renewal period, which is like this, you know, 30 days from the time you get the renewal notice until the policy actually renews, then yeah, we can flip it over to the annual. That won't be a problem at all.
All right.
So the best part of our arrangement is, maybe Chris told you, we help you terminate the existing insurance that's in force now. So when we activate our insurance, we reach out to your local agency or call center and we negotiate a prorated refund that would be due back to you as a result of terminating that insurance on your behalf.
Awesome.
So we just need the policy numbers with the accounts that you have active, and we need to know who's managing the policy. So if it's a local agency in Spotsylvania, we just need a name and address along with the policy numbers, and then we can handle all of that as far as part of your onboarding with us.
Okay. All right.
Home insurance is... Come again.
Okay. I have three separate nationwide policies, all managed by Nationwide.
That Nationwide call center or Nationwide local agency?
It's not a nation. I didn't have a local agent. I just sent a call on, calling them up and asking for. I don't think I actually have a local agent. I can see if I can check my invoices to see if there's anybody that's there. But see policy declarations, other documents, endorsements, more miles, peer to peer, exclusion. Contractor, through Nationwide, all the policy. I can see who says that.
And we would also reach out to Veterans United, update their records on your behalf, and request payment out of escrow for the invoice that's due on the homeowner's insurance. Okay. That's usually an annoying call that our customers have to make because they keep you on hold for like 30 minutes, but my team takes care of that too. So on the homeowner side, you'd have a policy with guaranteed replacement cost coverage, which covers 100% of the rebuild of the house at any point. So right now we would estimate that if we were to rebuild this house, probably cost us about $235,000. But if that estimate becomes inaccurate because of this crazy inflation that we're having, I want you to know that you have 100% of the cost to rebuild at any point in time. So if the house ever increases beyond that and it requires $300,000 or $400,000 to rebuild, your policy will cover 100% of that.
Okay, awesome.
And so we'll cover all of the personal property in the home at full replacement value. There's coverage for equipment breakdown of the home, like maybe you have a home theater system, maybe you have a HVAC or sump pump or hot water heater that gives out. We cover those things too. And then most importantly is water backup coverage. So most claims we have on the homeowner side are water related. So that is oftentimes neglected off of the policies that we come across, but it would certainly be built into yours. So you'd have coverage for all the natural disasters, all the major catastrophes, including water damage. And so we would just bill you the $882 per year for the homeowner's insurance, and Veterans United will take care of that for you. Did I lose you, Michael?
No, you're, I hear you. That sounds awesome, man. I heard you, but I'm multitasking. I'm listening to you, and I'm also trying to get all this documentation for you.
All right. Yeah, if you've got the policy numbers, please read those to me.
Okay. All right. So, see, I'll start off with the 4Runner policy number. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Going to be 5345 Juliet 293871.
5345 Juliet 293871.
Yes, sir.
All righty.
All right. Next is going to be the 4Runner, side by side policy. You ready for that?
Yes, sir.
Going to be 5345 Mike Charlie 002960.
5345 Mike Charlie 002960.
Correct.
All righty.
And the last one is the homeowner.
Right on. I'm ready when you are. Yes, sir.
5345 Hotel Romeo 179711.
5345 Hotel Romeo 179711.
That is correct.
Roger that. So, what I'll do for you, we would just need at this point your banking information, and then we can take the steps to replace coverage with Nationwide and set you up with replacement insurance, and then we would do our necessary legwork to work on getting you back a refund if you are due one. It would be prorated based on the day that we begin our insurance.
Awesome.
The only other thing that I didn't mention is we provide all of our clients with umbrella insurance. And I think this is especially important if you're using the side-by-side for pleasure off-roading usage. Your policies, like the automobile and the homeowner's insurance, they have liability coverage on them. You know, we max out at $500,000. But umbrella insurance gives you an additional million. So if you've ever known anyone that's been sued because they've had some involvement in an auto accident, maybe somebody was injured, and that person hired an attorney, and all of a sudden they're facing hundreds of thousands of dollars of medical bills. That stuff happens more often than you think. I bet you probably drive by accidents on 95, wondering like, what happened to that person? Things go legal real quick. And so an umbrella policy is a very smart, very inexpensive, very effective way to retain legal counsel and have $1 million in your back pocket if somebody sues you for some funny business that would otherwise max out your policy limits and cause you to then pay out of pocket. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that comes standard with all of our clients' new insurance. So $1 million is sufficient for most people. It's a very meager $22 per month. It gives you some additional discounts on the homeowners on the auto side. But most importantly, it gives you protection from frivolous or baseless claims that happen all the time. You know, fender bender that you think the other party walked away fine, and 2 months later you got a notice from their law firm saying that they're seeking damages. So it would be a really good idea that we include that on there, and we could do so cost effectively. That would still put you in a great position with better coverage.
Yeah, that's affordable. I mean, that's not much, and I agree that the insurance would definitely be worth it if something would happen. So that's fine. That's very minor.
Good. I'm glad you agree. So it looks like we have everything pretty much. I want to just know, what are the dates that you did the roof and the HVAC replacement? Was that immediately upon move-in last April?
Yeah, it was immediately upon move-in. That was
okay.
It was part of the negotiation on buying the house.
Oh, so it was something the sellers did?
Correct. So the sellers, that was when we negotiated the house, the owners ended up basically replacing the HVAC and the roof.
Wow. And you're still in a really good area because I guess where I'm at, about an hour and a half north of you, I mean, your house would probably sell for double what it sold for.
Yeah, I got a good deal too. The guy was, he was a contractor, and I kind of got him in a tight spot, and he already had a house lined up, and he had to sell this house, and I put an offer for $350,000, and it didn't appraise for that, appraised for $328,000, and we ended up negotiating for $333, so I ended up getting a better deal out of it. That was honestly probably the one of the best deals in the market at the time.
That is wild. We'll call that good timing.
Yeah. I was happy to get a decent interest rate, too.
Good on you, Michael. That worked out great.
Yeah.
And listen, this is going to work out great, too. So I'm going to call Chris and let him know that he helped you out big time. So the only thing that I'll need from you at this point will just be the routing number and the account number to the bank. We'll do auto draft monthly this go around. And if you want to change that next year, just call my team and we'll switch it over to the annual, and that'll knock off about 7% from the renewal.
Okay. My only request is, can we start that on Friday? So that way, I just want to get it on an even pay cycle.
Yeah, so you bring up a good point. We don't charge you anything until you sign the application that we email to you. So
okay.
once we email to you, nothing's charged until you hit basically do the DocuSign. And then once you do the DocuSign, that triggers the down payments to be taken out. So you can wait till Friday to do that. That's not a problem. After this Friday, is there a preferred day of the month that you like to be billed on?
Any time after the 15th would be nice, just because you get the mortgage payment the first week of every month, and that's a good chunk of change coming out.
Unless you tell me otherwise, it'll be the 25th of each month, because what we'll do is we'll have the insurance begin 1 week from today. And the only reason I structured it that way is because we started out 1 week from today's date. There's a pretty sweet discount that I can give you. So that's built into what we've already discussed.
Awesome. That works with me, man.
All right. All right. So which bank do you belong to?
Navy Fed.
Navy Fed, that's a good one. I happen to know their routing number by heart. 256-074-974. And I believe you have an account number at somewhere 8 to 10 digits.
Yep, let me pull that up real quick. Just got to pull up these nice statements.
I know that you're a single guy, Michael, but is there anyone that depends on you financially?
No, man. I don't have family.
You don't have family nearby or just in general?
In general, man. No brothers, no sisters. Dad passed away. Mom took off. No aunts, no uncles. Ain't got shit, man.
Wow. Well, you got a friend in me. Anytime you want to chat or catch up. Now, Chris is a good friend.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. I got that checking number if you want it.
Yes, go ahead, please.
709-3296-254.
All righty. That's going to be 709-329-6254.
Correct.
So here's what will happen next, Michael. It might take me a little while to put together your application and send it to you, but once I have it available, it can be electronically signed on your end. If you don't wish for funds to come out prior to Friday, then just make sure that you go into your inbox and sign everything on Friday. And then my team will help you with the nationwide termination. And then after you've electronically signed all your documents, probably this weekend or so, you'll be able to go in and set up online account access. We'll mail things to your house. Probably take about 7 to 10 days. But if you want to have, you know, instant access to your ID cards and declarations page, all that you'll need to do is just go follow the registration instructions and you can have, you know, complete policy access in one place.
Okay.
And the only thing that I'm going to look into would be how to properly insure the side-by-side. I'm going to call my underwriter right now and make sure that we can insure that to value at $24,000. I know it's not plated, but depending on the setup on that, it might be like an inland marine policy, which is basically just a policy that is covering a piece of equipment. And that we might even be able to add on to the homeowner's policy. So I'll get clarification on that best way of insuring the side-by-side. And then once I have information on that, I will just let you know via email the process for insuring the side-by-side.
Okay.
And so I'll look out for your email with the not at fault coding. I still haven't received it. Did you send it?
I've been looking for it throughout the time. I'm having to go through my old claims to get it.
I see. Okay. No worries. I'll get it later today. If you send it to me, and then I'll forward it over to our underwriter, see if that will help us out.
Roger that.
For the time being, though, have I answered all of your questions for you today?
Absolutely, yes, sir.
All right. Well, it was great to make your acquaintance. If there's anything else you need, feel free to just reach out. Any member of my team can help you. But if you want to deal with me specifically, you have my email address, and feel free to chat me any questions you might have.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you for your service. Have a wonderful day.
All right. You too. Bye.
Bye.